Lights, camera, action.
Welcome back, chicken heads.
You're joining us on the Chicken Hen with S&M podcast. I'm Shandy.
I'm Madison.
What are y'all up to this week, y'all?
How y'all doing?
We're doing good, if y'all are wondering.
Yeah, so far so good.
So we hope you enjoyed our last few episodes. This one's going to be another interesting one for the books, and kind of goes along with the season that we've been doing, talking about more of us and our experiences growing up. So y'all are getting to know us a little bit more.
We're talking about our drunken shenanigans,
which is always fun. There's going to be things that we say that each other we don't know.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think it would be fun.
With stories that we don't, you know, particularly want to talk about, because they're old. They're something we don't go back to.
Yeah, some I don't even fucking remember. I have a lot of blackout moments.
Yeah, you do.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I think we all have those. I mean, not all, because there's some people
out there. I have blackout moments, but I remember pieces of some nights.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I'll remember pieces.
Just not the whole fucking night.
Not the whole night. Yeah, not at all.
Not the whole nine yards.
Yeah, not at all. My choice of drink, though, back in the day, still is. Who am I kidding? No, I don't drink anymore. But if I had to, if I wanted to, whiskey, man. I used to carry around a bottle of Jack Daniels and call it my baby. And people would come up to me and ask me if they could have a drink of my baby.
Shit, Shandy.
No joke. For real. Yeah. Like, I'd have a big old motherfucker.
I mean, I remember being at, like, bonfires with you at, like, Christian's house, and you would have one on you.
Yes, and that's why. Like, that was my thing. It was my baby.
But some nights you just disappeared. I don't know where you went.
I was everywhere.
In the woods.
Yeah, I was in the woods doing naughty things. Getting leaves in areas you don't want leaves in.
See,
you
know? I can actually say I've never done in the woods.
I have quite a few times.
I know.
Yeah, I've gotten poison ivy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember telling mommy that I got it from the fence at the pool, that there's poison ivy growing on it, and I was like leaning all up against it. She believed it.
Yeah, she also believed me when I told her Ashley ran into a tree.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I mean, then I later on, mommy was like, yeah, no, that didn't happen. I'm like, oh, well, we tried.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't say anything then.
Yeah. Billy, don't do that.
Now, let me go back to my very first party.
Oh, God.
It was a field party, actually. It was like the first one. Not that I hadn't been to get-togethers in the woods and gone camping, okay? Because back in the day, like, that was the thing to do, was to, we'd say we'd go camping without tents. We'd just get really shitty drunk and fall asleep in each other's cars.
Hey, that's the way to do it.
Frog Holler, man.
I remember Frog Holler.
Y'all who listen will know exactly where that place is, and I guarantee you a good bit of y'all actually partied there and did that exact same thing.
I've done it at Frog Holler, too.
Well, that was the fun thing you do up here in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Because there ain't much to do.
No, there's not shit to do up here. And growing up, there really wasn't.
No.
There was a movie theater.
I mean, we weren't exactly taken anywhere to go do anything anyway, so you know what?
Yeah.
Party!
Oh, exactly. Like, well, hey, we're going to spend the night at so-and-so's house, but really, like, we're getting shit-faced in the fucking field. Like, when that meme on Facebook where it says, you know, where you told your mom you're staying the night at Jenny's house, but really you're dying in a field from fucking alcohol poisoning, that's me.
Yeah, I mean, Ashley used to do that.
That was, like, my very first party. Like, party. Like, it was James Gibbs, rest in peace. It was his house, and big old fucking field, big, huge fucking bonfires. I'm pretty sure it was after a football game. Yeah, it was after a football game, because I remember we had cheerleading competition the next day. And I went fucking, I was wasted. And, like, I had to French braid all these people's hair, like, just hung over as a motherfucker. I'm pretty sure I reeked of alcohol, too. And I remember when we got to the school, you know, we're having to stretch out. We went to this classroom and everything. And I just laid on the floor. And I'm like, this feels amazing.
Yeah,
and they're like, what is it? And I'm like, this floor just feels so good. So good. Just leave me alone.
Oh, my God, Shandy.
I mean, not – okay, yeah. When I was Not that I wasn't a bad cheerleader. I was great at cheerleading. But I like to party. I was the partier of the group.
Yeah.
On our cheerleading squad for sure. But you know what? People have always loved my stories. Like, I remember going back to school on Mondays and I'd have my friend Drew be like, "So Shandy,
what'd you do?
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend? Tell
who'd
me.
You do?
Give me all the deets." Yeah, exactly. Who'd you do? I just always had good stories to tell. And I enjoyed myself when I was young, for sure. But no, I remember fucking chugging beer at this party, like shotgunning, like out drinking all these fucking men. They're like, "You can't out drink me." And I'm like, "Yeah, motherfucker, I can." And then I'm laying on the field. Like, I gotta go to competition later. UFO. I'm pretty sure that was like the second time I'd ever smoked weed too.
Probably tripping balls.
I probably was. I just remember this one dude. He was drunk as fuck and he's like, "Yeah, I can roll a joint." It was the shittiest joint I've ever fucking smoked, like to this day. And I've smoked a lot.
Yeah.
And that it was shitty for sure.
God.
And then I remember that same night, I had a friend come pick me up with her boyfriend, and I was just so drunk. I was like lying in the back and they're like, "Well, let's go to Waffle House." I'm like, "Huh?" Or no, it was Waffle King.
Oh God.
Yeah. Waffle King. And I remember like laying in the booth and the waiter came and they didn't know I was right there, and I popped up and I was like, "Oh, I'll tell you this, this, and this, and this." Like, drunk as fuck. And I don't even think I even ate half of it. I was just so drunk, like, just trying to, like, I don't know, miss my mouth, basically. And then, you know, slept a tiny bit, sobered up, and then went and got on a bus to go to a competition at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's the way I do sometimes.
Lord. Yeah, that fun times.
I mean, I never did anything that crazy. I mean, there was one time where I went camping with some friends and I drank, God, I don't remember what I drank, but I just remember thinking that I was the best singer in the world. Oh. Yeah. Like, no. Drunk singing. You know, if you never drank and you tried singing, you know, you sound like shit.
Well, you know, the thing is though, like karaoke bars and stuff, majority of the people who go to that aren't gonna go and just go to sing. Like, you gotta, like me,
you gotta drink.
I gotta get shit-faced before I do that. Yeah. I did it one time and then I watched the video because my fucking husband recorded it and I'm like, "Oh my God, I thought we sounded great." You know what I sang? "Can't Fight the Moonlight."
Oh my God.
That's from Coyote Ugly.
That night I was singing "Stay" by Sugarland.
Oh my God,
I didn't know the lyrics.
I stay.
Don't you want to stay?
Everyone's like, "Oh," probably had their lighters up.
No,
it was just you.
It was mainly just me.
That is great.
But I was the only girl. There was a lot of other guys. You know, none of them tried hitting on me or anything because they were probably like, "Well, she's something that. Shit. Don't want to touch her."
My ears are bleeding.
No, one of the guys made sure I did get into the tent okay, and you know, I was settled down fine. Yeah.
Well, there's one thing with us with singing though. We don't come from a family.
No, we know we
can't sing.
We're not good.
We can't sing like at all.
No, we're tone deaf for sure.
Like I won't even try. Madison did have the dream of being a singer.
Yeah, I wanted to be just like Miley Cyrus, which I will say, and you can ask Megan Head, Abigail, Tiffany, I could sing Climb.
Yeah.
And then, but that's when I started smoking cigarettes, so I had that more of the
raspiness. Yeah.
So it went along lines of, you know, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, it's like that episode of Friends where Phoebe has that fucking...
Where she's cold.
Yeah, she's like, "I sound so sexy." And then she got better and she's like, just cough on me. I gotta sound like it again.
Oh my God.
Oh man, that's great.
And there's another time where we were in Christian's field and I think it was me, Christian, and Matt White. We were all sitting out there when we got drunk as fuck. Everybody already took off, passed out.
That was the place though, was Christian's field. Yeah. We all just hung out there, graduation party, any kind of party, we were there.
But we got drunk as fuck because everybody already passed out and left. We're like, "Oh, well, we're sober. Let's drink." So we drank, and then we sat around the campfire until 7 o'clock in the morning.
I believe it.
And we were still drunk as fuck because we just kept drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, I'm like, oh, we're going to
Hey, but that's where some good memories are made, though, honestly. You know, you can sit there and, like, you know, you have talks that you would never have.
I mean, that's where I dropped Ashley on her face. That's,
yeah.
That's where I got an obsession with Christian, and, you know.
I remember you being in love. I love you, Christian, and I won't ever forget when I sent the message to you telling you to back off my fucking sister. Because, like, she's a baby, and you don't do that. And we're supposed
Did you
to be,
really?
We're supposed to be friends. Oh, yeah, I did.
It's probably why he never liked me.
That's why. Not gonna lie. It's probably
He never liked me. And I was so upset.
He's my birthday twin. We share the same birthday.
Oh, I know. But there is also one time where I was talking to Chrissy, and I used to tell Chrissy, like, all my dreams.
Yeah.
And I would tell her, like, I had a dream about him. And she started sending him, and I was just like, no.
Fucking girl
and then
code.
He literally stopped talking to me, like, had nothing to do with me after that. Wouldn't even be my friend. So, and that's when that friendship fell apart.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that just kind of, that went to show you what kind of friend that was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care at this point.
I mean, we all grow up, and we all live, and we all learn, and, you know, second chances, people.
Yeah, I always thought me and him make pretty babies, though.
I wonder what he's up to these days.
I have no idea.
I haven't seen him in a while. I haven't seen him since the tavern days.
Yep.
Well, Christian, or anyone that knows Christian, tell him we're wondering about him.
Yeah. Christian Taylor.
We had lots of fun.
My
parties.
High school crush slash obsession.
Slash obsession.
I just thought he was the most gorgeous man in the world. I think it was his eyes that got me. But I did. I was.
Yeah, he was a good looking dude. Back to our drunken shenanigans. just because I want to say this before I forget it.
Oh, okay.
Remember the party we were both at and the fucking cops got called? And Mother
November 5th.
Yeah.
November 5th.
I still remember everything I was wearing, too. And I, like, the cops showed up. I mean, it was a hell of a fucking party, man. We were all having such a fun fucking time. There were people fucking tripping on acid, on drink. But everything was around, okay? And when the cops came, people started scattering because we're all underage, first of all, okay? And it's freezing. It's fucking snowing, like sleeting.
This is first snow of the year.
Yes. And so we all take off. We're all running. And this motherfucker just stopped in the middle of the field and put his arms up because he's wearing a camouflage jacket. And I said, what are you doing? Because he was tripping really fucking hard, okay? And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm a tree. They can't see me. And I'm like, nah, man. Like, they can see you. You're not a tree. He's like, nah, I got this camouflage. I blend in with the trees. I'm a tree. Believe it. I'm a tree. And I'm like, all right, man. Tree you later. And I ran. And I was hiding behind a tree. And I was so close to the fucking creek. I fucking slipped and I fell in the goddamn fucking creek.
You were
creek.
Wearing my birthday.
Yes. I had
outfit.
Boots on. Those boots went down the fucking.
My white t-shirt, my vest.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was so
night.
Mad.
I looked good that night.
I stayed. I got caught in the car with Christian.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we weren't doing anything, but.
We're going to.
Yeah. We were going to. But we didn't have the chance to.
Yeah, because they showed up and then called our fucking mother.
They're like, have you been drinking? I'm like, nope. Sure haven't, because I didn't drink at all that night.
I was shitty that night. I
did just, give a girl a lap dance that night.
I wasn't, like, blackout drunk, because I still remember every bit of it, but.
Yeah, I gave Aaron Parrish a lap dance that night. I remember that. Yeah.
I love it how all these people, like, are in our stories, like, somewhere along the lines, like, they're in our drunken stories, like, Christian, he's in a good bit of
Oh, God, he's in a lot of mine.
One of mine, the group, you know, I ran with and everything, I hung out with a lot of people, there wasn't just, like, one, I'm friends with everybody, is how I feel, and, when we all broke into a cabin, I can't even fucking tell you where, and we broke into it, and we're all having a good time. And next thing you know, we thought the cops got fucking called. And I remember, like, jumping off the fucking porch. And, like, I threw my beer, too. It was a full fucking beer. And I threw it off the porch. I jumped. I don't know. It was a good drop. It was a very
God,
good drop.
God, Shandy.
And my beer landed straight up and didn't spill anything. I mean, there might have been some spillage in the air, but it landed straight up, picked up, chugged it, and I ran. I ran. I got a call, and they're like, "Hey, Shandy, the cops aren't here." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. I guess I'm coming back.
I don't know where I am anymore."
So I came back. A lot of us did that. A lot of us like ran off and hid. It was great. There's a lot of stupid shit we did when we were drunk.
Yeah,
when we were young and drunk.
My first time ever getting drunk though was off of straight up moonshine, and it was with Kiana, Brandon.
Yeah.
And then one of Kiana's friends from Atlanta. And I remember getting shit-faced drunk and passing out in a ditch.
What I first got drunk off of was fucking Yuengling. And I fucking hate, I will not drink it to this day.
No.
Or what people might say, Yuengling. Yuengling. Yuengling.
There's also, God, one night where we were, I think it was at Michael Sykes' house with Caleb Searcy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got really drunk off beer. I will never get drunk off beer again after this night. It was probably the worst time throwing up my whole entire life. But we're, you know, I thought I was shit at beer pong. I did. I thought I was shit. And I remember winning a game. I didn't win it. I just thought I won it. And they had a trampoline out on the side.
Yeah.
Like, you can open up their doors.
Oh, you're talking about, are you talking about the one down the road from here? Or are you talking about the trailer?
No, I'm talking the trailer they lived at. Okay, on. Yeah.
So I was just making sure.
On Mineral Bluff.
I was just making sure,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, and I jumped out there and I started making out with Caleb.
Oh my
God. It's like, what? And then I realized, like, what am I doing? And then I got up from trampoline. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I hopped back inside. I went into the bathroom and I just let it out. It was awful.
Hey, sometimes you gotta puke, and then, I mean, there are times.
But that wasn't what made me, the beer wasn't what made me puke.
It was the.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was awful. I also had a thing with Michael Sykes there for a little bit, too.
I love you, Sykes. I will always, I have a very special place for all of y'all in my heart.
Yeah, like, we hit on each other, we flirted, you know, but I don't think we took it any further. Yeah. Because of Christian. Like, we didn't want to. And I don't know why. We never dated. We were in love with each other, you know? So it wasn't like I was fucking off limits.
It's a friends thing, though.
I don't give no fucks.
Oh, guy code, man.
Whatever.
Some people abide by it.
Yeah, some do. And they were two that would.
Yeah. I remember it was the first party I went to after Daddy died. And this is when I really started hanging out. When I started hanging out with Christian, Sven, Sykes, yeah. Lauren, Ramsey, like all of them. And I don't know whose house we fucking ended up going to, but we got shit-faced. That's where, like, my love of Jack Daniels really came from. Like, there was a bottle in the freezer, and I'm like, that's for me. I don't know whose it was, and I'm sorry whose ever it was, but I took it, and it became mine, and it was my baby, and I let people have sips of it. And that's where that came from. But I remember, like, just getting fucking, like, shitty that night. And everybody's just loving on everybody. Everyone's like, hey, why don't you kiss this one? Kiss this one. Just, like, everybody love everybody. I look back at it now. I'm like, what the fuck were we all thinking?
Yeah.
All high as fuck. Burning down in the fucking van. Oh,
I don't,
good times.
I don't know if you were there that night, but we played hide and seek at Christian's house. I mean, hide and seek in the dark, drunk as fuck. And I mean, everybody was drunk as fuck. Like, nobody could stand up straight.
I don't think I was there that
And way. I was the last one to be found. And I'm in Christian's bedroom, and I'm underneath the blanket. And nobody found me. They're like, Maddie! Maddie, I'm sitting there like...
That's fucking great.
I laughed.
That's fucking great, man. No, another party I went to... This is at Eric's and George's house back in, like, when they lived on my mountain.
Yeah. Okay.
We partied there quite a few times, especially when, like, school was out and it was around snowy time and when it actually snowed here. You know?
Yeah.
And so we had snow days. But I remember having this party there and these young fucking bitches, like, you could tell they had never been to a party in their life. They had never drank beer. They had never smoked fucking weed. Like, they were just so newbies. And I remember standing there. This is going to tell you, like, I was kind of a bitch.
I mean, yeah.
But this one girl, she's just drunk as fuck. And I remember, like, I was in the bathroom doing something. I think it was with Lauren, maybe. And this bitch just walks in and, like, has her pants like around her waist, like not even around her waist, like underneath her butt cheeks. Like, yeah. Oh my God, I'm just so high. Like, I don't even know how to pull my pants up anymore. Have you ever been this high? You don't know how to pull your pants up? And I'm like, nah, bitch. Like, I can handle it.
If you can't handle your shit, you don't need to be here.
Like, this ain't my first rodeo.
Oh my God.
I remember my first beer. Okay. I remember mine.
Yeah.
And like, she got. She got so shitty that night. She tried going and sleeping in my bed. And I had already claimed that everyone knew this is my room. I'm sleeping here. No. And she tried. So you know what I did? I fucking pulled the bitch out of the bed, threw her in the dog bed. And she's like, I'm going to throw up. I'm like, well, there's a dog bowl right there. Throw up in that. Bitch slept in the dog bed and threw open a dog bowl all night.
She literally became a bitch that night.
Yeah. Yeah. I already was, but people knew.
Yeah.
But I remember one party, too, like, I was doing the hokey pokey with somebody, and they fucking took our clothes and fucking threw them in the hot tub and then brought them out, and they fucking froze because it was so cold, and they just all thought it was so funny. So me and the dude were sitting there that morning like, well, no. What do we do?
Oh, God.
We had to throw them in the dryer and wait for our shit to dry to go home. That was great.
I actually... The story that you just told about the girl, I wasn't drunk, but I was trying to help this girl out.
Yeah.
You know, she was in the shower and she's sitting there drunk as fuck telling me that she's pregnant. And I'm like, why are you drinking?
What?
Yeah. Like, and I'm like 16, 17 at this time and she's younger than me. And I'm like, why are you drinking? That's bad. Like, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she just.
Was she pregnant?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she's not pregnant. And then got about the next morning, you know, I woke up and I go back down there and she's gone. And so I asked the guy that she was with. I'm like, well, where'd she go? And he was like, oh, she left last night. I'm like, what? I'm like, she's drunk as fuck. He's like, no, she wasn't. She didn't drink a drop. So that goes to show that, you know, you got some
people out there that'll fake being drunk just for
attention,
especially yeah. from a male,
yeah.
you know?
Which is sad.
It is. Trust me, once everyone gets inebriated, you can put those drunk goggles on. I was in a relationship like that for a minute. And then when I sobered up, I was like, why the fuck am I with this person? I would never in a fucking million years ever be with this person. The person was a fucking pussy. Straight
yeah,
up.
He was.
My dick was bigger than your dick, okay? Straight up. And no one told me. Maybe they tried.
I mean,
maybe they tried.
Everybody tried, Chandy.
I think I was just too fucked up and
everybody
enjoying
tried.
My high and going.
Now, when I get drunk, my drink of choice is actually tequila. I love
oh,
tequila.
Oh, I love tequila. Give me a good fucking margarita.
Yes.
Mm. Mm.
But that's
I love tequila, but whiskey is mine.
I love tequila.
Whiskey's my poison.
Margarita, coconut margaritas, that's mine.
I just want a margarita.
But every
now.
Time I drink, I just want to dance.
Well, yeah. Like, it's
like I just want to move.
It's happy juice, if you will, for some, you know, and you just sit there and you just want to
sway back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Shake your booty.
I mean, that's why people go to clubs and shit, you know, because like they want
to
get
that's what we need
and,
to do. We need to go to an actual club.
I would love to just to go dance.
I've never been to an actual club, Shandy.
I have.
I have not.
I have. When I lived in Texas, I went quite a few different times. You know, I went to a few in Texas, though. They're fun. Like, I got shitty. I learned how to do the Cupid Shuffle. I remember one night I got dressed up, like, super duper cute. I had the same dress as Sammy from fucking Jersey Shore. Like,
oh
same
God.
Exact dress. Oh, my God. I loved it. And, like, I bought high heels
you
that
also
night.
Danced with, what's his face?
Oh my god, yes. Oh my
yeah,
god,
yes.
I
remember
that's
that.
A totally different time. That was in Florida. That was
well,
in Florida.
I remember you telling me that story.
Oh my god, yeah, okay, I'll tell you that story here in a minute. but no, I learned a Cupid Shuffle. Well, not the Cupid Shuffle. Maybe it was the Cupid Shuffle.
It was a dance.
Yeah,
back
it was
then.
A dance. And I remember it coming on, and I'm a tall person, so when I wear heels, I'm in an area.
She's 6 foot.
I'm breathing some air that I'm not used to. And my balance is just a little off. So I was drunk as fuck. And I'm like, you know what? I want to go dance, but I'm not wearing these heels. So I go out on the dance floor and I'm doing this. Like, I'm getting down. Like, I'm just doing it. And someone somehow, some way found me out in the crowd. They're like, ma'am, you don't got shoes on. You can't be on the dance floor. And I'm like, but why? But why? I'm comfortable and I can't wear those heels no more. And I'm like, ma'am, you could get stepped on. It's a liability. And I'm like, I don't care. I just want to be me and dance. And they end up pulling me off the floor for sure and cut me off. Yeah. And good. I was underage at the time too, but you know, people feed me drinks.
She has that face.
And I'm just friendly. So like the thing is too, like I become friends with chicks and they'd be like, oh, hey girl. Yeah. Come join us. Take shots with us. And bam.
This is fake Shandy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's not like,
That's no, she's not exactly friendly.
No. When I get drunk,
though, she's friendly.
I'm very friendly. Yeah, I'll hug everybody. I'll tell you I love you. I don't care if I've known you for a second, but I've known you for 1 second. That's so long, and I just love you.
That's exactly how I am, too.
But yeah, so that was fun. The story you're talking about, I was in Jacksonville, and I was with Kaylin and Jade and fucking Fuckface. And and I forgot what the place is called, but it literally had four clubs in one. And like it had a country, like electric, rap, like you could go in all these different rooms and have all these different experiences. And I remember going in and just dancing, having a good time. And like I said, when I drink, like I'm even more of a social butterfly than I already am. And I end up dancing with fucking Wee Man.
Wee Man,
dude from fucking Jackass. Like I met him and I danced with him. I fucking shook my booty with him and everything. I totally forgot about that until you just now brought that up.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I did do that.
I remember a lot of stories.
One good one. This actually was a couple years back. And it was the Tavern Girls. That's when Marissa borrowed your ID. And there was like
I didn't know such thing.
There was like 6-7 of us that went. And we, on the way down there, we came up with this plan. And we're like, hey, we're going to be a bachelorette party. Shandy, you're the closest one here that's closest to getting married. We're going to stop at the mall. We're going to get a fake wedding ring. We're getting the sashes, everything. And we're going to go in this club and we're going to see what we can do. And so we go down there and we're like, yeah, I'm getting married, blah, blah. We didn't pay. I think I paid for maybe two of my drinks that night, like at the very beginning. And then I didn't pay for another one. And we got shit fucking faced. And every time I go up to the bar, the bartender would be like, I got you. And like, I became so friendly with them. They kept my purse. They kept all my belongings behind the bar. So I didn't have to worry about any of that. Oh. When I left, we all like won like speakers, portable fucking chargers. We got all kinds of fucking shit. And fucking Bailey, when we got out of the club, because we closed it down, Bailey's like, oh, we fooled all you motherfuckers. She ain't getting married. We fooled y'all. And I'm like, Bailey, do you know where we're at? We don't be telling people that we did that. But we're all fucking drunk. The same story or same time, though, this is Amanda got fucking roofied. Okay, so we're all waiting on the Uber. Okay, well, Amanda. Okay, let me go back a little bit. While we're in the club, Amanda is kind of just spazzing around, anyways, and it was so hard to keep up with her. And the only way you could find her is because she was leaving little clues everywhere. Like she'd leave her jacket here, or you'd see something else of hers over here, and like you'd find her, you know. And she was just going up to people like, "Hey, you got any weed to smoke?" Like, I mean, just fucking out there. And so no wonder it happened.
Yeah.
But she ended up, I guess she thought she was walking with us, but she ended up walking with like a completely different group. And so when she finally came to and noticed like she didn't recognize anyone around her.
You're
like,
not Shandy.
She quit walking. She's like, I don't know where the fuck I am. You know, she had my phone, like my purse, my phone. She had everything. Because when we left, I handed everything to her. Because why? I guess I thought she was more sober. I don't know. She was always my keeper of shit. But yeah, so, you know, we paid the fucking cab driver like 20, 30 extra bucks just to drive around. And we were yelling out the windows of our fucking Uber, Amanda!
No.
Amanda, yeah, just driving down random fucking streets and everything.
Did you guys find her?
No. So we're all drunk. Because finally, like, she has my phone. So I'm like, okay, I can remember my phone number. I can't remember anyone else's. So I'm trying to call. Amanda, you know, just trying. Finally, she answers. She's at the fucking police department. So we all start freaking out because we're just drunk as fuck. Like, what the fuck's going on?
And you got Marissa over there with...
Yeah, yeah. Like, itty bitty, like, underage one right here. But, you know, she's like, no, no, no. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. Like, I just got lost and, like, I didn't know what to do. So I waited and I saw them. I flagged them down and they helped me. Uh-huh. And they took her. She ended up calling her mom. Her mom ended up driving all the way from here down to fucking Buckhead. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, I remember because we're all asleep in the hotel that morning. And she just came, like, busting through the door. And she was just so mad. I'm like, man, she's mad at us. Like, why is she mad at us? We tried to help her. But lo and behold, she's just mad at her mom.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. Yeah. Amanda. That happened a lot with Amanda.
Wow.
We always had such good times. Like, we have really good stories. But that's definitely one that, like, sticks in my head. But, you know, the bachelorette thing, it works. It works. Got so many fucking drinks.
We need to try it.
For real, though.
I'll be the one to get this thing on.
Yeah.
I want to be the bachelorette.
Yeah, go ahead. Because
I'm never going to get married.
I don't want to do it anymore. I'll just get free drinks.
That's fine.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of another good one.
I don't know. I don't really. All the ones that I have are. I mainly didn't get, like, drunk at parties. I mainly just watched everybody.
Yeah.
Had a lot of dirt on people. I was that one that sat back and watched.
I enjoyed myself to the fullest.
Oh, man. No, there was one night we got drunk. We were out in a field and there's so...
all the stories are.
It's always a field with me. Always. And I'm not even kidding. It's always a field. But we were out in some field and... we had all the trucks, like, lined up in a circle and there's this big fight going on. Huge ass fucking fight going on in the middle. And I can't remember who it was with, but I'm sitting on the tailgate. I'm sitting there. I'm stoned as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And I have beer in my hand and I have chips in the other hand. I'm just watching, you know, like, what's going on? They're coming over this way. They're getting too close. So I stood up on the thing. And I think it was Blake Callahan that was like, sit down, you're in the view, sit down. And I just turned around looking like, stand the fuck up.
You're talking to me.
And so I went back there and sat on top of the car or truck, and I don't even know whose truck it was. I'm just sitting on it. And then it was AJ, somebody hit AJ. Yeah. And I remember AJ just fucking looked like, didn't even like make him go back. And AJ just looked at him and was like, oh, we're doing this. Okay.
All right.
And laid into the guy. The guy, one punch was knocked down. Everybody was like, hold up, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up. Stop what you're doing. And AJ was like, did I kill him? And I'm like, oh, nah. I poured all my chips out on him. All my chips out on this guy that's just laying down, knocked out. And he finally comes to. Fucking, I think his name was Noah, came up and was like, I got you, man, and just dumped the whole cooler on it with beer in it.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, beer cans. Oh, I mean, it was awful.
Oh, no, dude. Okay, I had a cabin party one time. Fucking, still to this day, fucking great party in my book. You know, because that was the thing to do.
Yeah.
Either have a party in a field, go to Frog Holler and go camping, or rent a cabin.
Yeah.
And so I rented a cabin, got a fuck ton of liquor. I mean, I think we had a lot of weed there. I'm not going to say we had a quap, but close to. And we just all got so fucked up. And I remember I got there late because, you know, we're trying to get everybody there. We were carpooling and everything. There were people that fucking showed up there that I didn't even fucking know. And I'm like, how the hell did you hear about this? Like, no. And I remember there was one person I said specifically I didn't fucking want there. Like, I couldn't fucking stand him, and it was fucking Brad. And I'm like, I don't want the motherfucking bitch ass here, you know? And he ended up showing up. I'm like, you fucking stay downstairs. Because he was friends with everybody else, too. And I'm like, you stay downstairs. Stay out of my fucking line of sight. I don't want to see you. You're not here to me. Okay. So, on top of all that, I had taken some Adderall that night, too. And I was going. But I get there, and I was, like, so behind. I felt like I was so behind everybody else because everyone was just having such a good time. Like, I'm going to down some fucking drinks. And I just start taking shots left and right, drinking everything I could. And I got shitty, like shit. I remember playing beer pong and I'm like standing there. I think it was Trevor that I was playing with. And because he's my partner, and he's like, are you going to be okay? And I'm like, no, give me 1 second. And I ran outside and I puked over the fucking railing. Like, and I was just, bleh, bleh, bleh. And I'm like, okay, I'm fine. Well, I go back inside and it hit me again. So I ran to the bathroom and just started puking. I'm pretty sure he was like holding my hair and shit for me. Well, I end up coming back out and he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. And I started drinking again. Like, champ. Okay, fucking strolled a beer pong. When we
God,
yeah. That night, I think we were all sleeping in the bed. I think it was like me, Trevor, Ramsey, and at the time she was dating Jeffin, and I think Amanda might have been in there too, maybe, I don't know. But we had the door locked with a little hinge, and those people that I said showed up that I didn't fucking know who they were. The motherfucker had a fork trying to go in there and pull the fucking. Flip the ledge thingy so he could get in there. Being a fucking creep. I'll never forget
that's
that guy.
Weird.
I still remember the motherfucker's name. Lord. He's still weird. Like, he was just always weird to me. Yeah. And I remember flipping the fuck out. And I'm like, I don't fucking know you. Get the fuck out of my fucking room. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? Oh, leave my motherfucking party. Yeah. And then didn't have an issue. I remember waking up that morning. And the place is trashed. Trashed. And there are people sleeping on top of the hot tub. You know, they had the hot tub cover, but there are two people sleeping on top of it. So it was like this. I don't even know how the motherfuckers went to sleep. I'm pretty sure one was like Joey Chiquetti. Christian might have been the other one sleeping
probably
on top of it. But yeah, dude, that was such a great fucking party. And that same party, I'm sorry, that same party.
She hit me.
Christian, we were leaving that morning and old Miss Daisy. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
That's when the bottom of it fucking came off because it fucking bottomed out because there were so many of us in this fucking car leaving that morning. We're like, oh, hope you didn't need that.
Oh, well.
Oh, it's too fucking funny, though.
Oh, my God, it was great.
But, no, it's just a lot of good stories. Like, yeah. Like, just so many house parties that we went to. And just
I do have one in a cabin. Me and my friend Lauren crashed a bachelor party. Yeah. They lived up to, or they were in a cabin up the street from her house. And yeah. We were just walking, you know, one summer afternoon on the road. And they stopped and they're like, hey, you guys want a party?
Yeah.
Not me. She was like, yeah. Yeah, well, we want a party. So they told us, you know, where they were staying. We're like, oh, yeah, okay. I didn't really want to go. We got there and, you know, she was like, don't let me get too drunk. Don't let me do anything that I'm going to, regret tomorrow. I'm like, okay.
I'll try.
We're underage. And she's telling people that, you know, we're 20, 21. We are not close to that. And I'm going along with it. And they're like, you want a drink? I'm like, no. You know, I'm good. I got to keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, one drink won't hurt. So, you know, we're the only two girls there with a house full of sausages. Okay.
Fucking sausage fest.
And I'm looking for her. I'm like, where'd she go? Where's my friend? Because I end up getting fucked up.
Yeah.
They had some really good shit. And I see her coming downstairs, licking her lips and pulling up her pants. And I'm like, we got to go. And we got to go now. And she just cheated on her boyfriend. So,
oh.
Yeah. And they're like, where are you guys going? Where are you going? I'm like, we got to go. You know, it's getting late. We got to get home. And they're like, no, you got to stay. You got to stay. I'm like, no, we're not staying. She did what she did. I'm not doing what she did. Yeah. We are leaving. And I ended up being with the.
Oh, with the bachelor. Wow. Well.
So.
Just goes to show you.
He got one last bang in before he got married.
Exactly.
Yeah, we crashed that.
Oh, damn, Matt, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was nuts.
I don't think I've ever crashed anybody's party. I mean, I might have. By the time I crashed this person's party, I was already fucked up, so.
Yeah, and then graduation night, you know, I partied with people I never thought of a party with.
Yeah.
You know, it was great. I smoked weed with people I never thought I was going to smoke weed with.
Yeah, dude, like I said, I partied with everybody. Like, there's not, like, I was in all these groups, you know, so. And
that's the thing, like, that was the first night, like, I actually partied with the popular people, the Miss Prisses that you wouldn't think would.
Yeah. I remember, you know, starting to smoke weed and everything, and, like, figuring out people that smoked weed, too, that you would never fucking think smoked, and, like, it just blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, I hotboxed in the car with, I'm not gonna say her name, but, you know, I never looked at her like that. I was like, holy shit. Smoking with you.
Oh yeah, dude. And you know what? Like some of my really good friendships have stemmed from that. Like me and Amanda,
Yeah.
Mine and Amanda's friendship stems from along the lines of this. Like, when I knew, like, I just didn't fucking like Brad anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because before me and Brad were together, Brad was with Amanda. And I don't remember if he, like, cheated on her with me. I mean, that's probably what it happened, to be honest. We were all fucked up. And so Amanda hated me. Like, absolutely hated my guts. And then we were at a party at Keegan's house. And there's just so many fucking people. There's so many people. And it was a pool party. We all had so much fun. And me and Amanda became best friends. It was our best friend. Like, to this day, it's our friendship shot. Banana rum.
Oh, my God.
And, like, we became best friends from then on out. And we're like, fuck Brad. No one fucking needs a fucking one ball motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
And we've been best fucking friends since then.
See,
like always.
I was always at parties where people were fighting or falling in fires. Because there's that story, too.
Yeah.
But that was graduation night.
Yeah, dude, I've heard
or skinny dipping with their tampon in or, you know, just skinny dipping period. Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite a few.
I remember Amanda's birthday party. God, this had to have been at least 5 years back, at least. And I got shit-faced that one too, but I still remember. We were doing keg stands and everything out there, and like I just did a good one, and I came up and I knew it was about to be sick, and I went over and I fucking threw up, and I was like, "Fuck yeah, party on, bitches!" You know, fucking throwing up the rock on sign. And I went back inside. Well, next thing I know, like, you know, Amanda's like my best friend. Like, I'm protective of her. And I didn't want anything going wrong at her birthday party. You know, it's her house. You know, let's make this right. These motherfuckers were trying to fucking fight. And I'm like, I ain't having this. So I run out there and I was like, hey, you listen up. You want to fucking fight here? You better fucking stop now. You want to fucking fight? You fucking leave. We aren't doing this here. No, no. And they stopped.
Yeah,
they stopped. You can ask JJ. You can ask JJ. I had to calm JJ down. I was like, listen, JJ, like, we're not fighting.
We friends.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It was him and fucking Kenneth George, I'm pretty sure. Like, they were, I don't know why. I had something to do with someone trying to touch somebody. I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean.
Drunken shenanigans,
there's people. Always a fight at parties. There's always that
somehow,
one.
Somehow, some way. Hey, no, you know what I remember? It's not a place I want to remember, but it's a memory that I like of ours. Me and you fucking strolling at beer pong that one night. We won.
My God.
Like, me and Madison had never played beer pong together. Okay.
No.
We'd always been to parties. We'd been to parties together at this point in time. We just never
played beer pong. We were our separate ways.
Yeah.
At
like,
parties.
We had different people we hung out with and, like, we talked
but to. But we would come across each other and be like, oh, I love you.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
You.
Our drunk selves. So this one party, we're like, you know what? We've never played together. Let's do this. And we strolled
ass.
All fucking night. Like, they couldn't kick us off
no.
the table. We won every fucking game.
No.
We were just that fucking good. I was good at beer pong then.
Where was that at, though? Was that trailer?
Mm-mm.
I can't remember. Christian's? I can't remember where it was at.
It was awful. Loving Road.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fucking sick ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Anyways.
See, that was so... I've already blocked all that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I block it out, too. Like, I don't... Like, because that's not something I think about often just because of everything that happened. That's something I'll disclose to y'all later on that I plan on telling that story.
Yeah, we should definitely have that because I have,
Yeah. Like, we want, there's stories we want to tell, but that's for a different episode. Just things happened at this place that we don't want to remember the memories.
Yeah, I know.
But that is one that I cherish because we were fucking badass.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. I don't know how. Makes me want to go play beer pong with you now.
Right, I know.
Someone play beer
and
pong.
And I'm
with
sitting
us.
Here thinking, when can we plan just you and me and get a lot of our friends together and just
we'll use this
do
table.
Sold.
This was what it's we used perfect. Back in the day.
This is perfect.
Yeah, and just, you know, okay, growing up, being young and like playing beer pong and everything, when you're first doing it, like you're like, yeah, we're gonna pour the beer into the cups and, you know, drink it. Okay, you know how nasty
we were dumb.
We drank some nasty
yeah,
fucking
we did.
Shit. Like, no lie, all of us fucking did. And all of y'all who ever partied with any of us, we all fucking did. And then we grew up and we evolved and we're like, we'll put water in the cup so we don't have to drink that. And we'll just keep our drink right here. And we'll drink out of our drink every single time. Like, we'll have to gulp it.
Yeah.
You know? And that, and
or the dip you know, if the ball lands on the floor, you dip it in the water.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you got beer on the cups. I mean, either way, it was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, because you don't know whether.
Yeah.
We were in some situations sometimes that, like, it just was not sanitary.
No. Spit on it. It'll be fine.
Like, I remember being in some fucking workshop of sorts, like, where people fucking worked on cars and we were partying in there. Why? I don't know. But at the time, it was just somewhere to party. And that's what we were always looking for is, like, where's the next party? Oh my God, I remember partying at Ashton's one time. I don't know if you were there. I end up getting Ashton in trouble, and I'm so sorry to this day that this happened. I never should have posted those pictures of all of us.
Yes, yes. I was actually there.
But yeah, we were all just having a good time. We were drinking. I remember hanging out. We're like, let's take pictures. And I end up posting them. And I'm pretty sure his mom ended up seeing them. I was like, is that at my house? Is that at our house?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember Ramsey, that he had like this wicker basket type thing that they kept stuff in. And Ramsey stepped on it and just foot went right through it, man. She's like, oh, and like try bashing it back together.
Oh my God.
Oh, we had such good times. Like those are the fun times. I'm glad that we had those times then.
Yeah.
So we didn't feel the need to want to go and go crazy right now.
See, I was there that night, but I left early because I didn't know anybody. I mean, I knew them, but I didn't like them. So I forgot who I left with.
God, I don't know.
But that was actually the night that I caught so-and-so together. I'm like, oh, no.
I believe that. Yeah. I believe that. You know, you see a lot of things.
You do. I've walked in on so many people having sex, and it's they look at you like, oh, shit, we just got caught. Yeah, you fucking got caught. And guess what? I got it on you.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to tell anyone, but no, I know.
Use my name wrong. I'm going to tell people your dick's small.
Or someone else was swallowing it.
Yeah, either one.
But yeah, no. Good old drunken shenanigans.
Oh, great times. Great times.
It's always I think it's like fun to go back and like think of these, because like we both said, there's things that like we don't remember.
No. Like I have so many more stories, but you know, we're cutting close on time.
Yeah. We're not trying to, you know, take up too much.
No, I did get drunk a couple weeks ago though. I went out and I got drunk.
Yeah, you did.
It was the night before Mother's Day, and I met this girl, you know, she's kick ass. I mean, she's just fucking cool. She had bangs like me. And, you know, after a few more sips of my margarita, I'm like, I love you. You're my twin, you know. And she was just bomb.com. She could rap.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, hold my phone, waving back and forth, being like, yeah, girl, you go, girl. Get it. You know, and she's sitting there just rapping. I'm like, and then realize I'm like, I'm drunk. I am so fucked up. So I walk up the stairs next to going towards the tavern.
Yeah.
I go to my car and I'm like, huh, I'm going to throw up. So I walk next to my car so nobody could see me, and I just lit it all out.
Yeah, dude, sometimes you have to, especially like in order to feel better. Sometimes that's what you got to
do. Yeah, and then Bobby comes up, is you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I have my hand up to my ear like I'm on the phone. Why? I don't know.
Yeah, I know, because that night, like, I remember talking to you, and I was like, yeah, drink that margarita for me.
And I did.
And you did, yeah. But the thing is, it was weird because I was expecting you to call me again later, because you usually always do.
Yeah.
And, like, you never called. And I remember sitting there, I'm like, she must have gotten shitty.
I got drunk.
She got drunk.
But you know what? I made sure I got some water, and then I got home, and I got in the shower.
Took care of her for her sober self.
Yes, I did. And then I woke up around 6 o'clock that morning, and I took some, you know, Tylenol, and I went back to bed, and I woke up, and I was great. And then the drunk shits finally hit me around like 5 o'clock that day.
I don't know. Props to you people that fucking do. Props to you people that can drink every single day. Like, it's nothing. But I can't do that anymore. Like, when I was younger, I used to be able to.
That's rough.
Like, I'd wake up and I could start drinking again and just fucking party all day long. But now it takes me about 3 weeks to recover.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I took care of myself, so I wasn't bad, but I won't go. I get that maybe 3-4 times a year to go out and have fun with people.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's been a hot minute for you.
It's been since before I had Bronson, before I got pregnant with Bronson.
Yeah.
Way before. So it's been a very long time. Drunk Shandy doesn't always make the best decisions. No. I don't trust my drunk self. Like, when people say that drunk people like speak sober thoughts. In my case, not fucking true. Don't believe a goddamn word drunk Shandy says. Some things believer. Okay. But on some things where you're like, I don't know about that one, Shandy. Like, don't believe it. Okay. Like, is that rule does not apply to me, because there have been times where I've said some shit and people told me the next day, I'm like, nah,
man.
No. Why would I fucking say, what world was I in last time? Because that's not me.
You were on planet 99.
Like you got me, like regular Shandy, and then you got drunk Shandy. And then you got blackout Shandy. And like blackout Shandy's here, but she's not here.
Like she's no longer existing in her body. She has no idea what she's doing.
No. And you can usually tell. I mean, it's been a very, very long time. I mean, I actually drank a couple weeks ago. Me and Luke, we drank some moonshine.
Oh, yeah. And I got a lovely text message.
Yeah. But outside of that, like, I just haven't really, you know, that I'm breastfeeding. So,
yeah. Yeah. You have to watch.
I'm sorry to be done with that.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Slowly but surely. But, you know, all these drunken shenanigans.
It's great.
Props to people that can drink and get to it every day, you know, who are functioning alcoholics, if you will, like someone else we know. But yeah.
Yeah, but I do want to give a big shout out to France.
Yes, France. We are loving y'all right now because we believe y'all are loving us.
Yeah, I mean.
I think it's great.
We're at 15% of our listenership is in France, which is a huge deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a really big.
Yeah.
Like 80% of it's in, no, 79% of it's in the U.S. And then 15-16% France. And then you got 2% Australia. Mm-hmm. And then the rest, you got Ireland,
Canada,
United Kingdom, Bangladesh,
Ukraine. Brazil.
There's a lot of places out there. So shout out to all you people that are listening to us. But France, keep it up, man. Y'all are.
You're close to our roots.
Y'all are fueling our fire and we're loving it.
Close to our roots.
One other thing I would like to say, though, is this is for anybody. We would just love for y'all to go on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you can leave us a review and leave us a 5-star review or even give us some constructive criticism, man. Like anything that you think we can get better on. But we would love some 5-star reviews, some subscriptions, and pass us along to your friends.
Yeah. Also, go ahead and go onto our Facebook page. We have some exciting news on there from our live feed. About our season finale that's coming up.
Yes. Go ahead and say it though. We want to shine a light on people's journey into becoming them and figuring out who they are. And when we say that, we're talking about like sexuality and coming out of the closet, or, you know, figuring out you're bisexual or demisexual, or just, you know, there's just different things that some people don't want to listen to. But I feel like if we can put our voices out there and shine a light on it, you know, like it'll help someone else's journey along those lines.
Like going from a sheltered life to the real world.
Exactly. And it's a whole different thing. And we're here for you and look forward to that episode. We do for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just pay attention to our posts these next two weeks.
Yeah.
For things that are going to be pertaining to this episode, and tell us your stories, people. You will remain confidential. It's between us. We are just trying to shine a light to help somebody else that is in your shoes
that needs help finding their voice.
Exactly. Make it a little bit of an easier path to walk for them, letting them know they're not alone.
Exactly, because you're not alone.
And you're not. Like, that's a big thing that we've carried with us through the beginning of this podcast. As you are not alone, and you never will be. There's always going to be somebody in your corner. You just have to be willing to
let them in your corner.
Exactly.
We're rooting for anybody out there that's going through a hard time.
We've been there. We've been through some shit. Like, we're not ones to judge. So come on, come all.
Come on.
We're here.
Come on, come on. It's from Camp Rock.
Yeah. Oh, but next week too, we're going to be doing a rewind episode. We're just going to go over
season 2.
Yeah, season 2, our favorite bits and everything. So we look forward to that. We'll catch you next week. Peace out, chicken heads.
Ow, ow.